Portland stuff tonight.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to our Joint Committee on Transportation this Monday, February 26, 2018. First and goal. Here we are. I think, Patrick, I'd like to begin with opening a public hearing, a possible work session on House Bill 4064A.
Okay, Madam Chair. So, public hearing on 4064A. This measure came to the House on a floor vote of 51-6. It has no fiscal or revenue impact. The measure allows counties with populations greater than 350,000 to utilize revenues from a county-imposed vehicle registration fee for bridges without distributing a portion of the fee to cities within the county. The measure would take effect on the 91st day following adjournment sine die. There are no amendments before us. And like I said, it came through the House on 51-6, having passed through transportation policy in the House.
Thank you very much. This is rather unique. This bill has already passed the House, has come to us, and then will go
to the Senate.
So it's a rather unique path. So we have people here who have already voted on this once or twice.
Good job.
And now we'll get a third shot at it.
Make sure you get it right.
The lawyer thing, you know.
And I have two witnesses who would like to join us. And Commissioner Vega Peterson, it's so nice to see you back in this chamber. And Courtney Clark.
I brought these.
Welcome.
Short testimony.
Very short. Yes. So, yes, those should be very familiar to at least half of you. So, good evening, everyone. My name is Jessica Vega Peterson. I am the Multnomah County Commissioner for District 3 in Southeast and East Portland. And the bill I'm here to testify for you today is House Bill 4064A. So, this bill enables Multnomah County to move forward with a project we have to create a seismically resilient downtown bridge with our existing vehicle registration fee revenues. And this is an important bill for the county because it allows us to move forward with a project to upgrade or replace the nearly 100-year-old Burnside Bridge as a part of our region's emergency response project. The Burnside Bridge itself and Burnside Street was designated as a lifeline corridor about 20 years ago by Metro because it connects key parts of East and West Multnomah County. But right now, as it stands, the bridge is not expected to survive a major earthquake, so we are working to fix that. In fact, none of the downtown bridges are expected to be immediately usable after a major seismic event. So that highlights the need to really make sure we're doing the work on the Burnside Bridge to make it so. And the Burnside Bridge itself, in addition to connecting the east and west sides of the county, it also goes over I-5, I-84, the Union Pacific Rail Line, and the blue and red lines of the MAC. So there's a lot of transportation features that go right around that bridge, which is another reason why it's so important to replace it. So we currently impose in the county a $19 vehicle registration fee that was used to pay for the upgrade for the Selwood Bridge. We received authorization from the legislature in 2011 to use 100% of that revenue for the bridge project. What we're asking for today is authority to use some of that money for the Burnside Bridge project because we have such a favorable rate of return or revenue from that bonding money that we're collecting more revenue than what's necessary for the Selwood Bridge project itself. With the additional current revenue, we can speed up the next stage of the work that we're doing on the Burnside Bridge project. So that's what we're asking for today. And I'm happy to answer any questions you have. I also have Courtney Lords here, who's an attorney with Multnomah County, who can go into more technical detail if you'd like.
Question to the left, Madam.
Senator Johnson.
A question and a comment. Is the Selwood Bridge closed out now?
I think there's some minor things that we're working on in order to finish it up, like some of the punch list stuff, but otherwise it's pretty much done.
Okay. And colleagues, this is not a conversation for tonight, certainly, but sometime in the future when a transportation group gathers, I think some conversation about why it is the responsibility of Multnomah County to carry all of those bridges that are absolutely essential to the system. That seems to me to be a historic artifact. And it's something probably worthy of consideration by a more learned panel sometime way in the future.
I think we would appreciate those conversations.
And if you don't mind, I can actually add to that. I'm just going to add some
and
things
name
that
for
will
the
help
record,
with understanding.
Please.
I'm Courtney Lords with the Multnomah County Attorney's Office. I think one of the things that's really important to understand about what we've put before you is it doesn't create a new vehicle registration fee, the VRF as we refer to it. It merely allows the county to remain consistent with the original authorizing legislation, which was back in 2009 and then amended in 2011. And that was to use those funds exclusively for a bridge over the Willamette River. So what has happened since then is part of the language in the authorizing legislation in 2009 put in place a 40-60 city-county funding split, and that came online in 2013. So what we are doing is we are saying we want it very clear from legislative authority that we're going to maintain the initial, or excuse me, the original legislative authority in terms of what we're doing, which is a bridge over the Willamette River. But we want to make it very clear that this does not trigger that 40-60 split. So if we were to put in a new vehicle registration fee or raise that vehicle registration fee, it would trigger that 40-60 split. But because this is the existing vehicle registration fee, there's no trigger. The other piece that actually gets to Senator Johnson's comment is Multnomah County is unique in that ORS 382-305 charges the county responsibility for operating and maintaining the bridges, even though technically they're within the city of Portland and within what would normally be the city of Portland roads. The thing that's very interesting about that is there was nothing that immunized the county from other funding mechanisms that require us to give money to cities and other jurisdictions within our area, whether it's a special district or so forth. So this is just a piece to help us offset that fact that we have this major burden of maintaining these huge bridges across the Willamette River, and we don't have a funding source at this point. So if there are any additional questions on the authorizing legislation or what this does, I'm more than happy to speak to the technicality of those.
No, sir. I'm perfectly happy with them paying for it.
Senator Monroe.
Yeah, I worked on this problem that was identified by Senator Johnson for many years when I was chair of JPAC back 15 years or so ago. And we identified the Burnside Bridge as the most retrofittable, fixable, if you please, in preparation for the big one. It just makes sense the way it's constructed and the way it serves surface streets on both sides. Very, very critical. If the big one comes and we haven't fixed the Burnside Bridge, you'll need a pontoon to get from East Portland to West Portland. So this is very important. I was very supportive of the Selwood Bridge project. Multnomah County came through for the Selwood Bridge project. Clackamas County did not. Anyway, it's virtually completed now. It's an excellent project, even though it serves mostly Clackamas County residents. Multnomah County could easily have said, screw you, and not done it, but they didn't do that. They acted responsibly. And I appreciate that. And the fee that was agreed to and voted on simply raised a little more money than was necessary for the Selwood Bridge. So using that little bit of extra money to start working on the Burnside Bridge really makes a lot of sense all the way around. And so I would urge this committee to support this measure. Mr. Chair, when you get down there, I'd be happy to carry it.
Any other questions? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Chair Beyer.
Still, you're not in work session.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you. I'm getting it. I would like to close the public hearing on House Bill 4064A and open a work session on House Bill 4064A.
Madam Chair, I would move House Bill 4064A to the Senate with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Beyer recommends House Bill 4064A to the Senate with a due pass recommendation. Any comments? Any objections? Seeing none, motion passes.
And Senator Monroe to carry.
Senator Monroe said he wanted to carry.
To carry, please. Thank you, Senator. And now we will open a public hearing on House Bill 4062A. Patrick?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you. House Bill 4062, comes to us from the House, where it was passed on the floor vote of 42-17. It modifies certain fees for documents and services provided by the Oregon Department of Transportation and reorganizes statutes related to motor vehicle titling and registration, driving privileges, and vehicle business certificates. We also have received from the department a Dash A6 amendment. The Dash A6 amendment makes a reduction of by $1 of several fees that are in the bill. It deletes the requirement for the department to study or examine the cost of products and services and report biannually on that study slash examination. It also modifies statute related to transfer of vehicle registration plates to another vehicle. It specifies that in cases where the registration plates are transferred to a vehicle owned by a different person, the remaining registration period represented by the transferred plate ceases for both vehicles. This measure with the Dash A6 has a minimal fiscal impact, and there is a revenue impact statement which has been released. It's on OLIS. It's in front of you, Madam Chair. LRO is in the room. Not prepared to speak to this, but of course, if there was any questions, they could. But I'm sure the department could answer those questions as well.
Thank you, Mr. Brennan. I'd like to call Amy Joyce and Tom McClellan first, please.
Chair McEwen, Chair Beyer, members of the committee, Amy Joyce from the Department of Transportation here on 4062A. So I'll start with the A engrossed bill and then move to the A6. So the A engrossed bill, as Patrick ably mentioned, does really five things. First, it significantly reorganizes a number of fee statutes to make them comprehensible both to lay people and to the DMV. It makes 9 driver licensing fee changes where we round up to whole dollar amounts from fees that end in 50 cents. That's an efficiency. It's much easier for staff to calculate. It makes the fees same for similar products. A primary example is there are various types of CDL tests. This is a driver test that takes about 2.5 hours to conduct. Some of the tests cost $70, one of them costs $56, and several of them cost nothing. So we're asking that all of those be placed at the $70 mark. Fourthly, it requires ODOT DMV to conduct a cost and fee study each biennium and report to the legislature on its costs and fees so that the legislature can be made aware of whether the fees cover our costs of providing services. And last, it replaces a single fee that was inadvertently omitted during the 2017 session that covers about 20 vehicles that are out there. The A6 amendment does 3 things. For those 9 fees that were rounded up, they are now rounded down. There were some concerns that this would raise too much revenue, again, the efficiency in getting rid of that 50-cent ending to a fee, and so there's a rounding down. It removes the statutory requirement to report biennially to the legislature on the costs and fee studies. DMV will continue to do the cost and fee study, but will rely on the legislature to call upon us when it wishes to report to them. And the last item is a significantly different from the remainder of the bill. It has to do with plate transfers. This is an item that has come to DMV's attention really over the last year, and DMV was trying to fix the problem administratively, and it simply became clear that a statutory fix really was necessary, and I'll lay out the problem for you. Today, under statute, a person can walk into the DMV with a license plate and $6, and that license plate can be transferred onto the applicant's car. There's no authority for DMV to ask that person where they got that plate from, to determine if they own that plate. There's no practical way for DMV to determine if that plate is stolen. And so plates transfer, and under current law and practice, the registration that's represented by that plate also transfers with the plate to the car. And lastly, that transaction does not trigger a requirement that the person demonstrate that they've complied with DEQ if you're in the Portland or Medford area and have to comply with emissions. So what this has led to over time, DMV has come to learn, is plate theft. So a person could steal a plate and come in with their $6 and get it transferred onto their car. It leads to things like people selling license plates on Craigslist, OfferUp, that kind of site, with the advertised benefit that you can get that remaining registration. And also, a number of times, people will blatantly say this is a good way to avoid DEQ. And the reality is that's true, because there's no way for DMV to combat that. So the proposal in the A6 is to do the following. First of all, it leaves in place the ability to transfer plates, because there are legitimate reasons for folks to transfer a plate. However, the A6 indicates that when you transfer a plate, the registration that's represented on it will not transfer along with that plate unless you are the owner of both vehicles. So you take it off one of your cars and you put it on the other one, you get the benefit. You've already paid for that registration. And thirdly, it requires that the vehicle receiving the plate has to demonstrate compliance with DEQ if you're in a DEQ area, or that your that car qualifies for one of the exemptions under statute. So this is an effort to combat a number of sort of ills that folks were saying to DMV, you need to do something about this. And we tried to do so administratively and really came to the conclusion that a statutory fix was the best way to go about that, which is why you find us with an amendment late in session during a short session. So that's what the bill and the A6 do.
Senator Boquist, I'm
sorry. Somebody else wants to ask the question. I'm just curious. I mean, we've only been driving cars for 100 years here. How do we just figure out that this was a problem, the last portion of where you just take the license plate off and move it around? I mean, any guess other than someone came to the conclusion suddenly this was a bad idea, like 94 years ago?
Co-Chair McEwen, Senator Boquist, Tom McClellan, DMV Administrator with the Department of Transportation. We've known it could be done. We just haven't seen the theft problem and as we have in the last, as she said, about the last year, maybe year and a half. As registration fees have increased, it actually has created more of an incentive for this to take place. When it was just a few dollars, it wasn't nearly the issue that we have today. At one point, we did bring forward to the legislature a proposal to raise the plate transfer fee from that $6 fee to maybe a $30 or $32 fee. It's really that proposal was really just dealing with a symptom, not necessarily the underlying problem that we had. So we're really trying to get at taking that incentive away. And by doing what's being proposed here, we believe we'll really undercut that incentive of taking the plates and transferring them on if the registration stays with that plate.
Senator.
So if the A6 or this concept is adopted, then and somebody comes in with a plate, and of course it's a stolen plate, do you guys now, or does this give you the authority to, you know, call the state police or the county sheriff's office and say somebody's in possession of, you know, stolen property?
Co-Chair McEwen, Senator Boquist, we don't have a mechanism today to determine whether a plate has been stolen. We know if a vehicle has been stolen. That's a check that we do on a routine basis. The plates become property, and it's a whole different system, a whole different reporting that's done. So we would not necessarily know that the plate, when it's brought to us, has been stolen or how it has come into that person's possession.
Can you follow up, Madam Chair?
Yes, sir.
We were talking about license plates. Right?
Follow up.
Yes, we are.
Okay, so my license plate is registered in my car. So when the trooper that's outside the door goes to pull me over, he runs the plate, and it comes back to my car and my vehicle registration. So I'm missing something here. How does DMV not know if I walk in with the plate and you have the plate and run it into your system and I present my ID as, you know, Bob Smith and it's registered to Ron Black, okay? How do you not know that it's you know, like suspicion of stolen plate here? I'm missing something here. Help me out.
Chair McEwen and Senator Boquist, folks can transfer plates for any number of reasons, and there's no requirement in the law today that you can only transfer your own plate to somebody else. So there's no mechanism, there's no authority for DMV to say, well, because that's not your plate, Mr. Boquist, you can't transfer it onto your car.
Yeah, follow up. I got that, Amy. I'm talking the next one. If we adopt this bill, is this bill going to fix that? So if you now comes in, can you, and it's a stolen plate, will you be able, will you be able to identify it, and will you be able to then call the state police and have the authority to do that?
Chair McEwen and Senator Boquist, there's no mechanism for DMV to determine that it is a stolen plate. It might be registered to somebody else, but there could be any number of reasons why a person might have that plate and transfer it.
Great. I just think there's no good reason. Okay, so.
Chair McEwen and Senator Boquist, and that's a different amendment to the bill. And but this is the mechanism that we've determined, including with working with industry, on the best way to disincent people from doing that. There will now be no incentive to do so.
Representative McClain.
Well, Senator Boquist made it really complicated. I thought it was easy at the start, but nothing's easy. But what I think I've been paying for somebody else to have my old license plate on their car for 2 years, and I went through DEQ, so, you know, it's one of those things where I think this actually might work. I was in an accident with that horrible snowstorm a year ago, and I asked for my license plate to be kept for me before they towed it off to the wherever they took my car and left it there because they wouldn't, you know, it was totaled. And I came back and they said, well, we don't know where it is. So I think it's one of those license plates that ended up being on Craigslist.
He's got it.
And it's a situation where I'd only been through DEQ like 3 months before, or maybe even two. So I really think that they're trying to do the right thing here as far as make sure we do have some kind of a system that's going to discourage bad behavior.
But they stole your plate.
They did. They stole my plate. But
Senator Byer, follow up?
I could care about that. You guys figure that out. To me, it sounds simple, and I think we should do it.
Senator Byer.
But the other two amendments, they weren't there when we voted on it twice. But I want to talk about the cost and fee study that you said you were going to go ahead and do, but that you wouldn't actually come in and talk to us about it every year. Right now, is it every 2 years, or is it every year? It's every two, isn't it?
Madam Co-Chair, Representative McClain, we have been doing it on a two-year cycle.
Yeah. And I have to say that that was one of the most important presentations to me to understand DMV and to understand where we were. And this all round up or round down. We know good and well that these fees are not covering the cost of service.
Yes, correct.
And so to me, I don't know why you're rounding down now just because you got a letter or two or an email or two or whatever. But I think I was fine with the rounding up. But I don't understand the cost and fee study. I can live with the other two amendments. But this cost and fee study, I want that people who are trying to keep up on transportation to be able to know what's going on with DMV and know what's going on with our fees and knowing which fees are inconsistent and which aren't and which fees are being covered with the cost of the fee and which aren't. I mean, I think that's really important information.
Chair McEwen and Representative McClain, DMV will continue to do these studies, and ODOT and DMV are called over to the legislature any number of times during the interim, during session, and we would welcome the opportunity to come and report at any time on our findings.
And we had a third party that sat in on those studies, right, like Willamette University?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I mean, it was an amazing piece of work.
That's correct.
So, but I would like to see us, you know, I don't know if I like that amendment, but okay.
You can oppose it.
I have a follow-up question.
Senator Boquist.
Okay, and this is for House members. I can understand this. And Patrick. So 4062 changes a whole bunch of driver's license fees and everything else. Okay, we just changed all these and did all this in 2017. So what's the difference between 2017, House Bill 2017 last session, and all of this, Patrick?
Well, Madam Chair, Senator Boquist, I believe the fees, many of the fees that were changed, so at least the registration fees and such, were changed as a surcharge, and rather than these are changes to the base fee, the surcharge was designed specifically to raise money for the State Highway Fund, whereas these fees are generally designed, it's my understanding, to recoup the cost for the department.
Follow up. House members, was there any discussion or opposition to this when you guys have heard this already, right?
We have heard it.
Was there discussion in your on the fees and when you guys were in the chamber over there?
There actually was. There were some amendments that were made because we really supported consistency. And I think that this is a piece of work that shows a lot of consistency in the fees now. I think there was also a discussion on which ones of the fees were the most out of balance and where, again, could we recoup some of the cost of the actual service. But
we never did decide whether rounding down or rounding up was better, but
we never heard that part. You guys must have gotten emails I didn't get.
Senator Beyer.
I guess I have to ask, what was the genesis of changing the rounding up to rounding down? If it came out of the House with rounding up on it.
Chair McEwen and Co-Chair Beyer, various interests in the Capitol described their discomfort with the rounding up. And we thought in the interest of cooperation and getting a bill through that small amendments were worthy of consideration.
Did they talk to you?
No.
Did they talk to me?
Good job. Heard you say. Good job.
Thank you, Amy. Wow. I do have one question I would like to ask, and this may be naivete on my part, but doesn't Oregon require that vehicles have plates on the front and the back?
Yes.
So if someone walks in with one plate, it would not trigger then your ability to transfer that plate? Do you have to have both plates?
Well, you should have one committee.
You would have to.
Madam Co-Chair, the answer would be you're supposed to have two plates. And so when we say transferring plates, we're talking about a set.
A set of plates.
A set of plates. Right.
Thank you for that clarification. Yeah. Senator Beyer.
I don't want to delay it on that, but I do think that Senator Boquist was correct in terms of it would seem reasonable to me when somebody walked in and wanted to transfer a plate, your staff could pull it up and say, oh, this is registered to, why are you doing this? Is this your plate?
Chair Beyer, we simply have no authority under the statute to stop a transaction like that. That is a statutory change that would be welcome. I would also say that in discussions with other various interests within the Capitol, there was a desire not to restrict plate transfers, but to go about it in the way that we are here, disincenting the plate theft.
I would say I don't have a problem with legitimate plate transfers, but trafficking in stolen plates is probably not a good idea, but
Senator Johnson.
I'm just thinking about we're sort of stuck where there's no mud talking about these transfers of plates. And I think about Portland as being the ripoff center of the state. If you need some statutory authority that would decrease the amount of shenanigans at the DMV window, I'm sure that there would be a whole bunch of us more than happy to accommodate giving you some authority to stop all of this.
That would make sense to me. Maybe not on this one.
Another day.
It's late in the day, but that would really be a nice bill to bring back in 19. Okay. That doesn't make sense to let that happen.
We have two more witnesses on this bill, all so right. Thank you very much. I'd like to call up next.
This is the various interests in the Capitol coming up.
Mr. Oh, okay. Fuller, would you like to join us as well? And
no
Elizabeth Edwards and Craig Campbell, please.
He was giving me this.
Our simple short. We have devolved. Yes.
Are any of these identified as
various interests in the Capitol?
Raise your hand.
Ladies and gentlemen, please identify yourselves in your various interests in the Capitol that you represent.
Chair McEwen, Chair Beyer, for the record, my name is Craig Campbell. I'm here on behalf of AAA, and generally when representing motorists, not unlike the Duc de Guy and the slaughter of the Huguenots at the city of Béziers back in 1572, where he said, kill them all, let God sort them out. in this particular instance, this is a fee bill that AAA supports, and especially the -A6 amendments, not the least of which reason is because when you transfer your plate now, you don't get the benefit of the registration you've paid on that plate, and you do under these amendments. And so I'm going to keep it very simple because I know there's been a lot of discussion already, and I do not wish to prolong it. So let me just indicate our support for the bill and the -A6 amendments.
And you got it in.
Chairman Hewitt, members of the committee, Elizabeth Edwards representing the city of Portland, the very fine city of Portland.
here in support of the Dash A6 amendments. This was actually an issue that was brought to my attention by our Portland Police Bureau. They were pulling folks over who had no idea they had stolen plates on their car because they had purchased them from Craigslist or some other place as a way to avoid paying the full registration. So this market-based solution is, we think, a very good way to make a positive step forward and to disincentivize this activity.
Madam Chair.
Thank you. Senator Johnson.
Does the City of Portland have any other thoughts on how we can park downtown and not get our vehicles stolen?
No comment.
Mr. Fuller.
Madam Chair, Mr. Chair, Darrell Fuller on behalf of the Oregon Vehicle Dealers Association. I apologize, I didn't sign up as a witness. I was stuck in traffic behind a whole bunch of people that were trying to get over to West Salem. I wasn't trying to get over to West Salem, but I was stuck behind them, but that's another issue altogether.
Did you check to make sure your plates are on your car?
Yeah, my plates are on. I actually had one stolen years and years and years ago because the letters on the plate were kind of a unique combination, and somebody stole my license plate, so I've experienced this before. The genesis of this in some ways, and I will try not to belabor you too much, but you asked where this came from. There was a period of time in which people were buying used car from small used car lots, not because of the value of the car, but because the plate had a lot of time left on them. And so if you're in, if your car won't pass DEQ, right, and you're going to go out and you're going to buy a car, it doesn't make sense, but you would buy a car that already had time and that already passed DEQ, you would not transfer the vehicle into your name, you wouldn't title it into your name, and you were driving around in a car that once you ran it into the ground, right, and left it on the side of the road, the police would come and tow it, and the person that you bought it from in a private party sale or some other sale, they would get the tow bill, and you could drive around and you could cook meth, you could drive, you could sell drugs, you could do all sorts of things in a car that wasn't in your name because they weren't transferring the plates. And so we made a change in, we made a change in the law a few years ago with car dealers that when we sell a car to somebody now, we have to scrape the sticker off, regardless of how much time is left on it. So it doesn't work in private party sales, but under in dealers, we solve that problem within our industry by requiring people to scrape the stickers off. When we started this conversation, and I appreciate DMV bringing all the stakeholders to the table, it's really important to have everybody at the table when we do these things, especially in a short session like this, and that's unfortunately not happening in all the bills. But I mean, we got together and we talked about this, and one of the things going forward that we have an interest in looking at is why do we still put stickers on plates at all? I mean, the police are now looking up the license plates on their car's computers, so we could eliminate the value of having those stickers on them altogether by just not having stickers on the cars at all, and then that again provides less incentive for the notion of stealing the plate because there isn't a sticker that's there. So anyway, we support the bill. There are probably more conversations. Certainly the issues you brought up we'll continue to talk about. There's a group called the Oregon Dealer Advisory Committee. It's in statute. We meet quarterly. We talk about these issues, and we look for solutions like this. This one came. We've been having meetings on this issue for quite a while, but we finally came to a resolution. We appreciate you dealing with it during the short session.
Thank you. Further questions, comments? Mr. Campbell.
Yes, Chair McEwen, Chair Beyer, I was remiss in failing to mention that Janet Jarvis from the Oregon Trucking Association is happy to come forward to basically echo my comments, except for the Huguenots. That's two. But they are also in support of the bill with the amendments.
Mr. Perry as well. Thank you. Questions for this panel?
No.
Thank you very much.
Madam Chair,
Senator Johnson.
I want to know if Mr. Campbell is getting contributions to the food bank as other persons in this room so cleverly leverage certain vocabulary at the witness table into magnificent donations to the governor's food drive.
Chair McEwen, Chair Beyer, Representative Johnson, heretofore the proceeds have not been determined as to what their ultimate destination is going to be. However, that is where I'm going to suggest that they go.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Well done.
That's Senator Johnson.
Is there anyone else that would like to comment on House Bill 4062A and its amendments? All right. Thank you.
Then I believe we are going to close the public hearing on 4062A and open a public work session, or I'm sorry, work session on House Bill 4062A. Senator Beyer.
Madam Chair, I would move the dash six amendments to House Bill 4062A.
Senator Beyer moves the dash six amendments to 4062A.
Just note, comments? I don't think it's a good idea. It needs to be fixed, not the symptom.
Then I believe if there aren't any other comments, I will have Ms. Malone call the roll.
This is still the amendment, Madam Chair.
I know. I just want to
be, I'm a courtesy
two,
no.
Courtesy no.
I've never heard of that before.
Aye. This is the amendment. Thank you.
Aye. Representative Lively?
Aye.
Representative McLean?
Aye.
Senator Monroe?
Aye.
Representative Files?
Aye.
Vice Chair Boquist?
No, thank you.
Oh. Vice Chair Olson?
Excused. Thank you.
No, I voted
Vice
for you. Aye for the second time.
Aye. The motion carries. Senator Beyer.
Madam Chair, I would move House Bill 4062A as amended by the A6 amendments to the Senate floor with a new pass recommendation.
Senator Beyer moves House Bill 4062A with the adopted amendment to the Senate floor with a new pass recommendation. Comments? Any objections?
Okay.
I'm going to object to the whole bill, just on principle, for various capital interests. I really like to know who those are. So whoever they are can contact me. I might change my vote on the floor to a yes if whoever that is come out. And I don't think we're really going far enough on the A6s because, I mean, if they can steal it, I mean, we really need to solve the whole problem, not just little symptom here. Yeah. That's why the Joint Committee exists.
I would like to also point out that that's the reason I object to it. I like solving problems, and it just seems to me like all we did is scratch the surface. We have 2 days to come up with an amendment. I just think that we could fix it. So I agree with 90% of the bill, so I might be a yes on the floor.
And considering we just had a couple of days, it was a 100-year-old problem, and in 2 or 3 days they got halfway there. We ought to be able to figure something out, but that's okay. Don't wait for us, Madam Co-Chair.
Well, I've been conditioned now in my first short session to believe we can't do good conversation about anything, and in order to get out of here, I'm going to be a yes on this bill. But I don't disagree with the sentiments expressed by Senator Boquist.
Representative McLean.
And I just want to say that I would like to see us have regular reports on things as important as fees in our DMV. That I hope that we'll go forward with having our yearly updates, and certainly I'll be happy to ask for them.
Any other comments? Senator Monroe.
Thank you. I'm looking at page 3 of the dash 6 amendment, which is the guts of the thing. It says, notwithstanding, when registration plates are transferred from one vehicle to another owned by the same person, the registration period represented by the plates also transfers with the plates. When registration plates are transferred from one vehicle to another vehicle not owned by the same person, the remaining registration period represented by the transferred plates ceases for both the vehicle receiving the transferred plates and the vehicle from which the plates were removed. That's pretty clear to me.
Thank you, Senator. On that note, further comments?
Just call the record.
Call the roll.
I'm done.
Senator Gerard?
No.
Senator Johnson?
Aye.
Representative Lively?
Aye.
Representative McLean?
Aye.
Senator Monroe?
Aye.
Vile?
Aye.
Vice Chair Boquist?
No, thank you.
Vice Chair Olson?
Excused.
Chair Beyer?
Yes.
And Co-Chair McEwen.
Aye. Motion passes.
Suggestion.
Do we have a carrier?
See, I don't have to do it now.
I guess yep.
Senator Beyer will carry.
I got it.
Thank you.
Maybe I can find those interested people in the Capitol between now and then.
Close the work session on House Bill 4062A. And Patrick, Give us an update on House Bill 4059 and the dash 10s, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
No.
So the House Bill 4059, as we know, we've been discussing this the last few meetings as House Bill 4060. On Friday, late Friday, we received the dash 2 amendment. Between Friday evening and Monday morning, there were a couple items that were identified as necessary changes. One of them was a very, very technical change on page 1, line 8, chapter 646, accidentally read 346 briefly, so that was a technical change. And then there were also some adjustments made to some of the revenue pieces related to trucks. Those became the dash 9 amendment, which came out this morning. Since that time, there was some additional language identified in section 34 that was a holdover to an earlier version of the bill, which was also removed relating to the flow of money from qualified entities to public transportation service providers. So that language was removed from the dash 9s, which became the dash 10s. So now what we have before you is a clean dash 10 amendment, which represents the bill as outlined last week. And in the materials before you, in the dash 10 matrix, and if the committee has any questions on any of those, I'd be happy to answer them for them. If they have questions related to revenue issues on them, Mazen Malik from LRO is in the room, and he can answer those questions, Madam Chair.
And we are not prepared to move this bill tonight. We do not have the paperwork to move it forward, so we will be rolling it over and having a hopefully a very brief meeting on Wednesday to move the bill. Senator Beyer.
Patrick, are those two cleanup amendments, given the time, are we going to roll those over into a dash 11 that has everything in it?
So, Madam Chair and Mr. Chair, I think there may be an additional amendment. I didn't get the sense that there was any additional substantive amendments that are necessary, but there is a possibility that with the passage of House Bill 4062, which we just accomplished, that there might be a necessary conflict amendment that would be adopted and that would be rolled over.
I was just thinking we just have two technical things that came
although
up.
Those have been fixed in the dash 10, Mr. Chair.
Oh, they're fixed in 10, okay. Mm-hmm.
Any other technical changes that would need to be fixed would be made, and then I would provide an update on those.
Okay.
Anything left is just purely technical at this point. So.
Madam Chair, I think if we've got the time and if it's possible for LC in the time, whatever change we're making, it'd be nice to have a clean amendment that had everything in one place. To the extent we can.
I agree with that.
Questions or comments? We have Mr. Malik in the room. We've got Patrick. People have had a very brief chance to look at the dash 10s, so take a good look at those tonight, hopefully. This bill has to move on Wednesday, so any other comments?
Let's go.
Then we have our marching orders, I believe. Anything for the good of the order?
I'm hungry.
We're adjourned.
You've had enough good for one evening.
I've had too much good today already.